welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast, which again this year, top 25 overall. We're pretty proud of that, especially when you consider there's right at 1,500 two-year institutions in the United States. Joining us in our first segment is Michelle Barragona. Dr. Barragona is the VP of Instruction here at Northeast. And first of all, Michelle, welcome back to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we're always happy to have you because you bring exciting numbers. I mean, these numbers will jump off the page, folks. And today, how about some updated numbers on our OER, which for some of you that are just joining us on Tiger Talk, we've talked about this for a while now, open educational resources, which means free textbooks.
Correct. We have just finished the textbook adoptions for the fall 2019 semester, and we're proud to announce that we're going to have a 66% adoption rate of OER textbooks in our courses. In fall of 2016, we had a 27% adoption rate of OER textbooks, and now in the fall of 19, we've got a 66% adoption rate of OER textbooks. On our digital formats, in the fall of 2016, we had 36% of all courses on campus use digital textbooks. For this upcoming fall of 2019, 95% of our courses on campus will use digital materials, and that includes those open educational resources, the OER materials.
That's just outstanding. Of course, all this funneling through the iPad initiative, and you talked about the low numbers when it comes to what students have to pay for textbooks. I know we released the Z degree, talking about that, the first public institution or of any sort in Mississippi, university, two-year school, whatever. There's no textbook costs, but even if you're not in Z degree, this means your cost for textbooks extremely minimal.
Correct. We are the first community college or university in the state of Mississippi to offer the Z degree. And in general studies, you can go through that degree without purchasing a single textbook. But for those students who are not in general studies and need to purchase textbooks, our average course materials, average textbook fees per course on campus is $26.53. In the fall of 2014, that number was $122. Now, what does that mean for a full-time student? For a full-time student taking five courses a semester, that means that they would pay $265 for their textbooks, and that would be for a total of 10 classes.
That's incredible, because before that, or if you're at some of these other institutions, you would pay for basically one course.
To give you kind of a comparison, my microbiology textbook, that textbook before we went digital was $235. After we went digital with textbooks in the fall of 2016, the price of that book went down to $94. This semester, I brought in an open educational resource textbook, and so the textbook is free for that course.
Tremendous. I mean, we're saving folks thousands of dollars before they leave Northeast when it comes to textbook costs. And, you know, another thing that really impresses me is I know we're waiting on the spring numbers. Obviously, the spring semester is still going on, but the success rate that we saw in the fall due to our iPad initiative, it was outstanding.
Right. With our combined OER and iPad initiatives, we've seen the success rates for our institution overall go from 72% in the fall of 2012, and that 72% of students scored an A, B, or C in their course, to 80% as our overall success rate in the fall of 2018. I should also mention as part of that, that the iPad and the OER initiatives are combined together, because the OER initiative is how we figured out that we could make that iPad affordable for our students. And this morning we were running some data and we figured out that we are saving our students as a whole somewhere around $5 million over the last 3 years.
Wow. This is breaking news, folks. These are fresh numbers, as they say, fresh off the press. That is astounding.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's very amazing for us. And as we're going out and presenting at conferences our information to the other community colleges and the universities, and they're very impressed with what we are doing. And so they're coming back to us to ask questions about how we're going through the IPAD and the OER programs.
I know we're throwing out a lot of numbers to the folks listening out there today, but you crunch these numbers nearly on a weekly basis. Are there some numbers that really jump off the page that impress you more than others?
It really impresses me with our OER number, going from 27% in the fall of 16 to 66% of our courses using OER in the fall of 2019. Now, the reason why that number impresses me so much is because this is a faculty-driven model. The administration is not forcing the faculty to adopt these free textbooks for our students. The faculty are adopting the textbooks for themselves for their courses. And since the faculty are adopting these textbooks for their courses, they're essentially writing their own course materials to put into their courses, and that means the instructors are very familiar with what's being put out there for the students, and that increases the student success rates tremendously.
We're all about student success here at Northeast, and another area, the Student Success Center. I know this is something, a very proud project. Kind of, you were the brainchild behind this. You've assembled a terrific team down there in our Student Success Center. In fact, last week we had the board, after our board meeting, they've toured, and the eyes were wide open. They couldn't believe some of the stuff that was being done on a daily basis. Talk a little about that Student Success Center. And if you want, you can incorporate PTK. That was a big project for them as well.
Right. It was part of the PTK's college project for this year. We opened the Success Center officially in the fall of 2018, so it's been going for two semesters now. In that Student Success Center, in the first floor of Wright Hall, we have a writing center, and that writing center is expanding services to the library at night sometime in the near future. This can be used by students in any course who have some kind of written project. Since August, the writing center has seen 499 students. We also have a tutoring lab that's available for all students to come in and sign up for tutoring, and they can do that through our counseling center. Since January of this year, we've had 268 students actually visit the tutoring lab for tutoring services. Then we've got a co-lab, which is a study lab, and that is available for all students to come in and study on course materials either singly or in groups. Since January of this year, we've had 492 students visit that co-lab. Also in our Success Center, we have the Tiger Den, which is a food pantry, and that is open once a month for students to come in and get food to help with any food needs they have. We've served 50 students plus their families using that Tiger Den food pantry. And if we have a student who comes in between those once a month services, we do have emergency food kits for any students who are in need of food immediately. And those emergency food kits will go for about 3 days or so. Those are available through any of the success coaches that we have available in the Success Center. And of course, our success coaches, we have three amazing success coaches down in our Success Center. Brittany Whitley, Lee Treelore, and Casey Scott. They all monitor the attendance of the students assigned to them as the success coach, and they also monitor those students' grades. And if they see the attendance is starting to drop or their grades are starting to drop, they will proactively contact those struggling students to figure out what's going on with those students.
Tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. I know we're running short on time, but we talk about we're always looking out for our students, and another example of that is down this final stretch, or trying to help them deal with the stretch going into the final stretch run here in the spring semester. I know yesterday we had a goal-setting program. Tomorrow it's dealing with decision-making. Talk a little bit about that and how we're just trying to help there, basically try to hold their hand down there during this final stretch.
We have an amazing lady who's coming on campus. Her name is Zoe Shanks. and she works for Region 4 Mental Health Services, and she comes to our campus as a drug and alcohol prevention counselor. And so she's offering some workshops for our students on dealing with stress, anxiety, decision-making, goal-setting, life skills for these students, soft skills that they need to be able to succeed in college. And so she's helping these students figure out what they need to do as they're getting ready for final exams.
Terrific. Michelle, cannot thank you enough for your time. Keep up the great work and all the best going forward.
Thank you very much. We're proud to be a Northeast Tiger.
No doubt. It's hard to believe, but just six class days stand between our students and final exams on April 29th, and just 4 days of hard studying after that stand between our students and the summer break, which starts on Thursday, May 2nd. Now, this afternoon, Northeast baseball team will visit Meridian in a key MACJC doubleheader, and who could forget the spring band showcase is tonight in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum starting at 7 p.m. As Brian Mitchell said on our podcast a couple weeks ago, this is an excellent way to see what all the band students have been up to since marching band ended in the fall. On tap for the exhibition includes the concert band, symphonic band, jazz band, the Northeast Palm Squad, and the Indoor Winter Guard, which was once again in the top four of the Mississippi Indoor Association this year. If you can't make it to the spring band showcase, no worries. It will be broadcast live in its entirety with limited commercial interruption via the Black Channel on NEMCCTV.com. Tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17th, begins the Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa blood drive in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. Donations start at 10 a.m. will go until 2:30 p.m. To sign up for a donation time, visit bloodhero.com. As Benita Crump will mention on our Tiger Talk podcast in just a few moments, the Northeast Child Care will hold its annual open house from 9 a.m. until noon Wednesday as well. After dealing with Gahoma on Monday, the nationally ranked Northeast softball team returns to the diamond on Wednesday to take on East Central. You want to get to the ballpark earlier that day as Jock Calamese returns to David M. Carnell Jr. Memorial Field to throw out the first pitch for the two-game affair. Thursday has only one event on the calendar, and that's the conclusion of the PTK blood drive in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. Donations will be taken from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Friday, April 19th, Northeast Mississippi Community College will be closed in observance of Good Friday, but that will not stop our Tiger baseball team from making its longest road trip of the year to Summit to battle Southwest. Next Monday, April 22nd, is the last day to withdraw from a full term day or evening course or a dual enrollment course taught at a high school. If you've already been cut out from a class due to excessive absences, you must officially withdraw by the deadline to prevent receiving an F in the course. Iota Zeta chapter of PTK Honor Society will have two events next Monday. First, the Honor Society will host its annual Honors Day ceremony in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union. And if you can't make that, it will be streamed live on the Black Channel of NEMCCTV.com. Also on Monday, it's a softball showdown, a makeup date for our nationally ranked Tigers taking on top-ranked Jones College. A 3 o'clock first pitch down in Ellisville. And then a week from today, April 23rd, it's the annual Northeast Job Fair at Bonner Arnold Coliseum from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Students, alumni, and community members are all encouraged to attend the job fair that has grown every year over the past 5 years. Participants are asked to bring updated resumes and come dressed for an interview. Our next guest is Bonita Crump. She's the co-director of the Child Care Center here at Northeast, also an instructor for the student teachers down there. And first of all, Bonita, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will, for having me today.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. You are a joy every time we see you, and you've got a big deal coming up tomorrow. You've got an open house tomorrow down there in the child care.
We do. We are having our annual open house. It will be from 9 to 12, and it's for any students who has the need of child care for the fall. We welcome them to come down and to visit and tour.
Well, I tell you what. Your child care program has really come a long way through the years, and you've been here for 40 years, and I imagine you've had some former students of yours down there at Child Care. They have gone on to do terrific in their careers, including some of them are still working here at Northeast now.
I can name some. We have Nick Jackson in the Business and Engineering Technology Division, my division. Elizabeth West Upchurch, who's English instructor. And John Andy Scott. We'll have to tell a funny one about him.
Please.
Okay. John Andy was only here temporarily with us. And he was very upset one day, and he promised me if I would just let him leave and go to Dodge's to get a jelly-filled donut, he would come back. He kept his word. He did come back, adult, and as a Northeast employee.
John Andy Scott, of course, assistant baseball coach here, son of VP of Student Services, Ray Scott. Oh, that's a classic story right there. And it really is. Talk about the 40 years. I mean, we could spend a whole Tiger Talk just with you talking about your experiences and what you have seen through the years. But if you had a story or two that stood out or just to try to describe Northeast through the years, how would you do that?
So much to tell, Willem, and just so much to tell. The changes, the physical changes, you know, Estes is no longer here. I mean, it's just so many changes to talk about. Let's take copying or printing. There was only one printer, and it was located in Stringer, which is now Cartwright, and you would take whatever you needed to be printed and stand in line or leave it to be printed, and it was for the whole campus. I remember the bus transportation for commuters. You rode a bus from the different area counties. I said, thoughts are just spinning in my head.
It's not an easy question I threw at you, and it's a loaded question, no doubt.
It is a loaded question.
Yeah.
I could sit here maybe this time next week.
Yes, exactly.
Still be talking.
And you could still be talking about the stories. Let's talk about what this is and what kind of program, what an asset this is for some of our students here at Northeast, for some of those non-traditional students, those adult learners that are coming back, a single parent, where they're trying to come back and get that education and combine that, try to find that balance between family, work, and education. It really is quite a bonus for our students to take advantage of this child care.
Correct. You are so correct. If your child is 3 years of age, they have to be 3 years of age, completely potty trained, that is entry level for the center. We do have some that are five-wheel. If they don't meet the kindergarten age of September 1, we do accept those children also. We have the calendar of the college. We follow the college calendar for any holiday closings. The center is closed. Inclement weather, we close as the college states per se, but child care is not a worry if you want to be a Northeast student. We are there to serve students.
And that's just wonderful, because you know that's got to be part of the equation for some of these folks that are trying to come back, trying to chase that dream of theirs, and they have kids. And then what do we do? What do I do while I'm at school? Well, we're not only making it affordable, we try to make it as convenient and flexible as possible, but then for this, what you guys do, that's got to be extremely satisfying knowing that you're playing a role as well.
Very much so. It takes us all working together. You know, my colleagues, Mrs. Alexa Owens, the Kindergarten Readiness Director, Mrs. Jennifer Newell, along with all of our students, it takes us all working together. And we are a team down there, and we're very proud of what we do. The young ladies that we sent out into the job force, we are so proud of the students that we have to come through the program.
Well, we're so proud to have you a part of the Northeast family, and I know you've got a great team down there. Please send them our very best. Keep up the great work, and all the best with Open House.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And with that, we wrap up this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for everything that he does to get us on the air each week. So for Dr. Michelle Barragona and Benita Crump, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.